Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
Are you ready for a test? Not one you need to study for either, but one that could, well, prevent any stomach issues.
Yeah, nobody wants that.
No, you got Elizabeth and Radar here on The Mix. We're talking about the egg freshness test. If you were listening a few weeks ago, I had pulled out a carton of eggs from my refrigerator. They were dated June 29th. That was the date stamp.
The sell-by date. The best-by date.
Correct. The sell-by. It was a sell-by date. Well, the next day that I pulled them out, it was June 30th. So I'm like, oh, these are a day old. I got to get rid of them.
Because Radar does not mess around with getting sick or old food because you did get food poisoning at one point in your life.
I've had food poisoning twice. One time was really bad. Ugh. Not going to happen again. So I said, you know what? I'm going to take a little picture of this. Boom. Post it on social.
And you said on social, come at me.
Because I knew people were going to say, it's what you do the smell test and all that.
You're wasting good food. Eggs are expensive.
I got news for you. So I kept one of the eggs to prove a point. Because Jennifer had posted on our Mix social that you do the water test with the egg.
Mm-hmm.
So you drop the egg in. If it sinks all the way to the bottom, it's good. If it sinks but stands up, it's getting close to the end of time.
And according to all of you and the internet, it says eggs are good 3 to 5 weeks past the sell-by date if stored properly in your refrigerator. And your refrigerator is functioning normally?
It's functioning normally. And the other thing is, the last part of the test is, if this egg floats, it's bad. Throw it away. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to start doing this with the eggs at least to see how long the last. So this egg is like a week past the sell-by date. Do you think it is still good? Do you think it's fresh?
Based on what everyone is saying, now, did you hard-boil it? Because I know they said if you hard-boil the egg, that will only last a week after the sell-by date. Which you'd think would be the opposite it's cooked. No, that's what the internet's saying. Okay, I'm going to say that your egg is good. Our next-door neighbors have a chicken coop. And they give us eggs quite a bit. And those eggs can sit on the counter for weeks.
That's what my mother said.
I always put a date on it because they'll put it in a cart and I'll put a date on it. Okay, what day did we receive it and what day will it be good by? Because time starts to go. And because this is a food item that's in a shell, you can't really tell if it's good or bad until you open it.
I'm smelling it.
I think the smell test is when you open the egg.
Well, I'm not opening this bad boy. I just want to see if it's going to be fresh. So my mother said that same thing, what you were saying about your neighbors, Elizabeth.
The fresh eggs next door, yeah.
Because my mother grew up on a farm, and she was telling me, I heard what you were talking about with the eggs. Did you know we used to leave the eggs out, never put them in the fridge after the chickens laid the eggs? I'm like, aren't they supposed to be refrigerated?
They're not refrigerated in the chicken coop.
I know, but
they're sitting on those things. They're heating them up.
That's because they're trying to make another chicken. All right, here we go. We're going to drop this in and see. Now, again, if it sinks and sits sideways, it's still fresh. If it sinks but then stands up, it's getting close to the end of its life. And then if it floats...
If it's a floater, it's a goner.
If it's a floater, flush it down just like the other ones. Okay, here we go.
Floats, I'm gonna drop it's
it
gone.
In. Drop it in here. Look it. I think it's to
it
the bottom.
Absolutely sunk. It sunk right away. Your egg is still good.
Does it look like it wants to stand up? Is it getting there? All right, you know what? I want to keep this up.
It says if it sinks and it lays flat, it's very fresh.
Okay, well, it's been a week past the sell-by date, so maybe y'all are right, but I want to see
when. So you threw out $5 worth of eggs for no reason.
Did I saw them? We had like three that were out of there, and I said, I'm keeping one, but I'm tossing the rest.
Don't you wonder, though, why is the sell-by date what it is then? Shouldn't that be later?
You would think.
You would think, but now we have the test. You've tested this egg now for a second time. You're good, man. Scramble that thing up.
Next week, we're going to try it again and see. We're going to see where this egg is, because I want to see if everybody is right about this date test, this freshness
test. See, I don't know. I'm cool with like a week, but 2 weeks? I'm not on board with that. I'm not eating that one.